It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 625. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Show is brought to you in part by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com. Use the promo code MikeTechShow. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450, and that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, and also facebook.com/miketechshow. Great show lined up. Going to talk about some Windows 10 activation problems with the Creators Update. Going to talk a little bit about Untangle. I have some great emails, some follow-ups to some previous shows, some new thoughts. I have a printer story and a couple other stories and some things that I've ran into this week. Before we get started, remember, tickets are still available for the 2017 Unconvention in Washington, D.C., September 16th and 17th. You can still get your tickets at www.unconvention.io. You can save $40 off your ticket by using the promo code MTS. Brought to you by Instant House Call and Tech Site Builder. It's sponsored by Malwarebytes TechBench. That's an all-in-one package, a tool set, a combination of utilities to help you diagnose, repair, and secure PCs. Link is in the show notes. I want to thank Malwarebytes for being a sponsor of this podcast and also Instant House Call. Join me at the Unconvention. Other podcasters are going to be part of the opening keynote. You can check out the schedule at www.unconvention.io. We're just finishing up some of the details for the content now, and it'll be a great time. It's a great way to hang out and talk with like-minded individuals about tech and make those networking connections with the different vendors, with the podcasters, with other people like yourself who are experiencing the same issues, where you can get business solutions for your IT business. Or even if you're just involved in IT support, this is going to help you. The tools we're going to talk about, the techniques, the strategies. Sunday is really AMA, Ask Me Anything. This is where you get to really deep dive into some topics and get some real questions and make those connections. So I couldn't stress anymore, try to get there, September 16th and 17th. Last Friday, my client that's an attorney was moving, and we had to pack everything up. So Mike Jr. and Ken went over there really the week before. Really a horrible story about her car. A tree fell on her car. She was no longer able to drive the car, and she was going to take her computer, some of her equipment, and she was going to drive it up to Maine because she's being relocating to Maine. That didn't work out. So they bubble wrapped and taped and secured everything so movers could move anything, everything. She has three monitors with a tri-monitor stand. Now, there was someone up in Maine that was going to help her put it all together. Mike and Ken took very good videos of how they were disassembling it. So this way, the person had a fighting chance of getting all the monitors hooked up. Everything was labeled beautifully. Off, everything went. Friday, she was calling about a couple problems, and I was able to solve them all. One, she couldn't scan anymore from the printer to her computer. Two, every time she printed, a terrible, like, buzzing would happen. It almost sounded like a fax was coming in, but it wasn't. When the sheet of paper printed, this is the lesson. Never, ever, ever plug a printer into a UPS. We didn't have that discussion when everything got broken down. Her existing printer was never plugged into the UPS. But when it got all assembled, she plugged the printer into UPS. I said, I guarantee I know exactly what's happening. The UPS is buzzing because the power that is being consumed when the printer engine revs up and starts to print, you're killing the battery on the UPS. And the battery starts to scream, and that's where the noise is coming from. So I told my client, follow the cord, unplug it from the UPS, and plug it in an outlet or a strip that is not plugged into the UPS. That takes care of the printer problem. She did that. She says, oh, that doesn't sound right, Mike. I said, you got to trust me. I know what I'm doing. And she says, I know. I trust you. She did that. She printed. The sound went away. I said, now let's look at the scanning issue. Because she set up, her system was no longer, it's Windows 7, it was no longer work, which is how the network was set up. It activated when she plugged in her system and turned it on. It went public. So when you're public, it shuts down any inbound communications to the system. So I immediately went to the networking. I went from public to work in the Ethernet settings. Like magic, scans started happening. Little things because of the move I was able to help her with, but she got everything hooked up. She said, no problem. Everything's great. I said, your backups are working because I'm getting the emails from Shadow Protect and they're successful. It's nice to be able to quickly jump in and be able to fix. A client that I talked about where we started migrating to Windows 10, and we'll call them new refurbed systems because they got SSDs, 8 gigs of RAM. They use stamps.com. Now, you can go online. I'm not a stamps.com user. The people in this office love the app for stamps.com. They don't like the website. Now, prior to the creator's update of Windows 10, .NET Framework 3.5 could install. The stamps.com app requires .NET Framework 3.5. I put this out there to everyone. I cannot get .NET Framework 3.5 to install on Windows 10 creator's update. I can't do it. Nor could tech support from stamps.com, because I was on with them and we were both remoted into the system and we could not solve it. And that forced my client into changing to Pitney Bowes. Be aware of the stamps.com problem and be aware of this creator's update inflicting some more pain and suffering upon us. Here's something else. Windows 10 activation. I made a mistake yesterday when I have a Windows 10 Pro USB stick, which I use to create all my Windows 10 systems. And this is prior to the creator's update. And I have never had a problem using a legitimate Windows 7 product key to activate Windows 10. Just have not had a problem. This system needed to be upgraded. It's a Windows 7 Pure server. And it's a mechanical 1 terabyte hard drive. I took that drive out so I could always copy the data. And I put another 1 terabyte drive in place. So this way, I have a great backup plan. If something goes wrong or if anything happens, I can just put that original drive back in. I install Windows 10 from scratch, but I don't activate Windows 10. And I start applying the creator's update. As a matter of fact, Windows 10 now goes out and it asks you, hey, you know, we can do the update. And I said, you know what? I know it's going to take a long time, but better to do it now in a controlled environment while I'm there, because this is all the way down in Delaware. So
I let it go through that whole update, but I forgot to activate. I was like, oh, no problem. Here's the Windows 7 key. Let me activate. It won't activate. I even have legitimately purchased Windows 10 product keys. I have a couple because I always keep a couple. They would not activate. I was like, something else is going on here because of the creator's update. I have instant house call on it. I know I can remote in. I told my client, we got everything done. Beautiful. It's running great. The peer server, it's Windows 10. I invoked the BitLocker encryption. I made a backup of the key. I gave it to the administrative assistant so they would have it. Everything's perfect, but Windows 10 is not activated. Last night, I called Microsoft because I clicked on, I entered that key again, the Windows 7 key. I clicked on activate by phone. I pick United States. I get the phone number and you get that typical, you know, multiple 25 numbers that you're going to have to enter or read to someone. And then if it validates, they will give you another set. You click next and you're going to get another set of numbers. Well, that's how it used to activate. I now am presented with a couple questions, and you want to be careful how you answer them. You're asked, do you have a new Windows 10 product key? And I don't, because I'm going to use the Windows 7 key. But I answer, yes. There's another couple questions. Answer in the affirmative for Windows 10 on all questions that you're presented with. Then I get a human being from India asking me to read all of those sections of numbers. I give them to him, and he says, that validated. Hold on for an automated response now that will give you the numbers to key in. I said, thank you. And now it's an automated enter. I think it's like seven sets of five numbers or something. You know, there's an A through H. Click next, Windows 10 activated. The whole process was about 15 minutes. I was really set to have to do battle with Microsoft, but they clearly have a problem with activation of any keys that were prior to the creator's update, whether it be Windows 10 or Windows 7. Be aware of this. So what I am doing now, and I ordered a bunch of sets of blank 8 gig USB sticks because for my team, what we're going to do is I got to make a copy of this because I don't think if you now download the media creation tool, it's going to give you the creator's update on a USB. And I don't want that because I am still doing systems that have Windows 7 and I want to activate it with the existing Windows 7 product key. I'm going to make multiple copies of this. We will do Windows 10. That's pre-creator's update. Activate, then apply the creator's update. So behind me, I have two refurb systems that are, matter of fact, are already sold. We put solid state drives in them today, my son did, and he started Windows 10. Now, it was interesting. They auto-activated. So when the systems came in, we don't even boot them. We just take the drive out, put an SSD, do Windows 10 from scratch, activate it. If it has a Windows 10 key on it, we use that key. If it just has Windows 7 key, we use Windows 7 and it activates. These auto-activated. That means on the drive when they were shipped, there was an activated Windows 10. I haven't even looked at the drives, the mechanical drives that were taken out. We were all prepared because of my lesson yesterday, follow this path. I tried running the unarm, and there's a couple command lines in the administrator's command prompt that if you read online to try to activate Windows, it did not work. I went through some of those procedures and I figured I know I'm right. I know the key's legitimate. Even though they say you can't upgrade, you can, and it's not really an upgrade. You can't do an in-place upgrade, but a clean install using a legitimate Windows 7 key will activate. And clearly, I talked to a Microsoft human being and it validated. If you're presented with the creator's update and it doesn't activate, you got to use phone activation for Microsoft. Before we get to email, one more story, untangle. So I have a client that has an appliance and it needed to be updated. It was so old. It was it's 5 years old. We had to download the untangle and make a bootable USB. And it's real easy. And you go through the install process. The support was wonderful. Ken got this going on the small appliance. It's going to be put back into a dental office. The dentist unactivated it a while before. And actually, we found there was a drive problem. So they're just little computers, these appliances. And what I was able to do was just get a regular laptop drive and pop it in, and it works great. Untangle is an appliance, and you can use any system, but the tip is you can use an older system. You have to have two network cards, and they really should be Intel. If you're going to deploy Untangle, total Linux distribution, make this firewall monitoring intrusion detection appliance. Now, if you want the latest, greatest of the modules, you need to have a subscription where you pay for the usage of the software. But the free version of all of their apps and utilities are really impressive. So even free is great. I highly recommend, if you want to get some networking experience with firewalls, real firewalls, intrusion prevention, intrusion detection, website monitoring and security, make an appliance. Take an old system. Make sure there's two NIC cards in it. Download the free version of Untangle and apply it there. Put it on your network and start playing. Get some great, great networking experience. And it's another product to add to be able to sell to small businesses and clients that need that kind of little extra protection than the typical firewall. And they can actually monitor internet usage, and you can block internet usage. All right, I have some emails I want to get to. This is from Bill. Below is a doc from Microsoft on Windows 10 upgrade errors and how to resolve them. Thank you. And he follows up with, as far as you installing a new version of Outlook, when you hit the 20 gig limit on Outlook 2007, you don't have to upgrade to Office 20 to Outlook 2010. You can take it up to 50 gig with just a registry change. And here is the link of one of the best articles on it. And it is from slipstick.com, which is a site I've talked about for years and years and years on the best resource for any Outlook or Exchange issues. The link will be in the show notes. Bill, thank you so much for sending that in. This is from Steve. Per your fine directions on last week's show, I downloaded the Windows Upgrade tool, Windows Upgrade 9252, from the Knowledge Base article on using the Upgrade Assistant. I haven't actually run it and done it yet, but I will probably immediately after sending this email. By the way, the person with the broken Mackie driver issue after running the April Creators update wasn't you, it was Real McCoy. I heard it on show number 615. Thank you. I totally forgot about that. Real McCoy in the chat. That's Daniel. Thanks again for a great show and service. Sure wish I could be at the unconvention to be able to talk with some of those vendors and sponsors about accessibility to some of their products and services, which don't play nice with screen readers like they should. Maybe next year for that. Steve, I'm going to make sure that you get a list of every sponsor that's going to be there with their products. I'm going to email you this in advance, and I want you to email me which ones, and especially right now, Malwarebytes, does that not play well with the screen reader? Because I will have the audience to bring that issue up. Steve's blind, has to rely on screen readers. And I remember years ago, I was a huge supporter of the CAPTCHA problem that blind people had when they had to have that. They had to, you know, if they can't see that, how can they enter the CAPTCHA security challenges? You got to be able to click something. And that's where that came from, that whole petition and everything years ago. I remember that. And give me your questions. If you're sitting there and you have problems like that with certain products or certain things, let me know. And if I can get in front of them, like conventions like this and unconventional like this, that's the perfect thing for me to bring up to them so they can take that back and they can make those improvements. That's why they're there. They want to hear that. This is from Charles. I got a great email. He is from Northeast Philly. Welcome to the Mike Nation of listeners. I really appreciate it. And he found the show, wrote me a very nice email about listening, and he's going to catch up listening to the older shows, and he's not far away from me. So, Charles, maybe we can hopefully get together on a local meetup sometime. Thanks for listening. This is from Martin Obando, actually, on show 621 with the hard drive that was slow and eventually you needed to wipe partitions and rebuild with Shadow Protect. Just wondering if you thought of running something like SpinWrite. I know it was an SSD, and level 2 for SpinWrite is safe for the SSD. I'm scared of SpinWrite because I think I mentioned this after the show. I've had 4 instances where I've used it where SpinWrite did well on 2, but made things worse on 2. I'm 50-50 with SpinWrite, and that's from years ago. It's not one of my go-to tools. You talked about your to-do list for Windows 10 and items you turn off and on. Ever heard of O&O? Shut Up 10. Absolutely. It's awesome. And I'll put that in the show notes again. Yes, I haven't used it in a while, but I was working with it on my test system and I've used it. So I've had that in the show notes in the past, and it's worth mentioning again. That's a good utility, especially if you want to globally stop all of those communications back to Microsoft. You can do that with this tool with one click. Final email from Stanley. My wife bought me a MacBook Pro on my birthday 3 years ago. I'm very disappointed in it, so I'm going to sell it. This year, we got each other new laptops for each other's birthday and Christmas. I thought I'd send you the specs. We both chose the same laptops and see if you had any advice for our new laptops. Thanks very much. Love your show and always look forward to the next one. He has the hard drive capacity is 128 gigs for the SSD. I agree with the SSD. And Core i7, 16 gigs of RAM, screen size is huge, 17.3 inches. If you need the hard drive space, the only difference I would have made in your specs would I would have went 256. I'm kind of afraid of 128. It's a little too small. I know it works well and it will do great for Windows 10. If you become a picture hound or downloading a lot, if you're just browsing the web and getting email, you're probably going to be safe if you do, you know, light computing. But you want to look at 256 gig, 240 gig. That's sort of my minimum. Everything else I completely agree with your processor, your memory, the video card. You got a great big screen size, 17.3. So it doesn't make it quite as portable as I like, but that's a nice systems. I want to thank everybody for using my Amazon link, amazon.micnation.net. You guys have really been abusing it this month, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. That's the best way to support the show, and that's share that link, abuse that link, amazon.micnation.net. I want to thank Instant House Call for being a sponsor, TechSite Builder, and of course, Malwarebytes. That's it. There will be no show next week unless some magic happens that frees up a night. I'm traveling the following weekend, so no show next week. I'll be back to everybody August 10th. So as a matter of fact, the day before my 38th wedding anniversary, August 11th. I'll see everybody in 2 weeks. Be safe. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.